From the News Center, a news focus.
The spread of chronic wasting disease across a sizable portion of Pennsylvania has been a great concern. Kip Adams of the National Deer Association says hunters are being impacted.
We identify CWD as one of the largest threats to the future of deer hunting and deer management. We recognize the two greatest threats to the spread of the disease are one, moving live animals, and two, moving the high-risk parts of animals that were harvested by hunters.
Movement of live deer, while a practice in other states, is not conducted in Pennsylvania.
We don't think that you should move any live deer. There's just not a reliable and practical live animal test. So we don't think anybody should be moving live deer. That includes deer farmers. That includes wildlife officials.
Adams discusses the NDA's work with the PA Game Commission.
And we work very closely with the Pennsylvania Game Commission on providing educational information about the value of deer, about the threat of chronic wasting disease. And we spend a lot of time and effort educating hunters in Pennsylvania about chronic wasting disease, what they can do to battle it, and what they can do to help the Game Commission better manage it. We are developing new CWD tests that have a quicker turnaround time for hunters and for the Game Commission, so you can identify whether a sample taken or that deer has the disease quicker or not.
Turnaround times, Adams noted, was 1 to 2 months for a sample result.
Now we're looking at some techniques that you can get turnaround time in as quickly as a day. That is a big advance in the fight against CWD, and there are a lot of research projects ongoing right now.
That, Adams notes, helps all concerned understand more about CWD. A recent new case of chronic wasting disease made for a call to action. PA Game Commission spokesman Travis Lau.
Whenever CWD appears somewhere new on the landscape or outside of one of our disease management areas, a new disease management area is drawn up.
I'm Tori Gates.